Well, again, welcome everyone. I appreciate you being here. As in the past few years, many of the people in the audience and certainly most of the board had an opportunity to join the Illinois Connection group in meeting with legislators here in Springfield. Last year, it was a kind of a difficult time to meet with legislators, but this year, as you can all imagine, everybody was here, everybody was focused. Really appreciate the feedback that we've gotten from each of you, the discussions that all of you have had. It's a very, very challenging time, a very difficult time, but I certainly was impressed by everyone that we talked to that are engaged in the issue. And the other thing that I really came away from is they all really believe in the University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. They really support the University of Illinois. They weren't talking about anything negatively about this university, and they want to make sure that we, as well as the other higher institutions of higher education in Illinois, be supported. So I think it was a great day, but I think unanimously they all agree it's a very challenging time to try to get it resolved. I'd also like to take this time to congratulate one of our colleagues, Karen Acera. Karen, who is involved in more things than I can count and has been for her entire career. But Karen has been recognized by the Central Illinois Chapter of the American Society of Public Administration as the Rail Splitter Public Service Award winner this year for her outstanding service. Not just now, Karen, but for years and years and years. And so on behalf of all of us as a board, congratulations, and we appreciate it.
No, I don't split rails.
You don't split rails? No, well, you get the recognition anyway. I do also want to recognize one of our former student trustees, Lucas Free, who served Jalen as the student trustees from UIUC last year. I know you and Lucas have worked together on lots of things. Lucas was recognized a couple weeks ago as a result of him being the founder of a business, an ag tech business called Amber Waves of Grain, creative name. And he and his partner won the COSAT Award for innovation at UIUC, a $20,000 recognition. He also gets a space in Enterprise Works at Champaign to take that company forward. They've also received recognition from Dow AgriSciences, as well as an investment in Illinois Ventures. The technology, I won't try to get specific, but it has to do with wireless sensors installed in grain storage bins that update moisture and CO2 levels, which can go directly to a farmer's smartphone. Just amazing. And in turn, they can identify where there's spoilage in the storage facility. I know the university has spent a lot on post-harvest loss, a lot of cooperation with ADM in particular in that area, and this is just another technology that goes down that. So, student trustees, lots of opportunities for you and your life after trusteeship and getting involved. We're very proud of Lucas, and we'll be looking forward to hearing more about that. Well, at this time, President Killeen, it would be time to introduce the officers and observers.
Thank you, Trustee McMillan. I would like to thank the university officers for being here today and acknowledge them, starting with the chancellors, Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amiridis from Chicago.
Good morning.
Chancellor and Vice President Dr. Susan Cook from Springfield, and our host today. Interim Chancellor and Interim Vice President Dr. Bob Wilson from Urbana. And the other university officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Christophe Pierre, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Mr. Walter Knorr, Vice President for Research, Dr. Larry Shook, University Counsel, Dr. Tom Barrows, Executive Director for University Relations, Thomas Hardy, Secretary of the Board of Trustees in the University, Dr. Susan Keyes, Secretary Designate of the Board of Trustees in the University, D.D. Williams. Great to have you on board, D.D. And Executive Director for Government Relations, Lindsay Anderson, our newly appointed Executive Director. Representing the University Senate's conference, we have Jorge Villegas, Associate Professor, Department of Business Administration in Springfield. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Anita Mixon, a doctoral student. Anita, hi. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Donald Wink. Professor, thank you. Welcome. Department of Chemistry. Representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Eric Haley Ives. And Department of Liberal and Integrative Studies. Representing the academic professional staff, Maureen Hoover. Hello. Enterprise Systems Specialist, Information Technology Services, and Vice Chair of the Academic Professional Advisory Committee at Springfield, Professor Nick Babulis in attendance, and Ranjan Carey, Department of Management, a newly elected chair of the Springfield Senate. Thank you.
Very good. Thanks for all of you for being here. Before we get into the rest of our agenda, I'd like for our gracious host here at University of Illinois Springfield, Chancellor Susan Cook, to welcome us to campus. Susan?
Thank you. Good morning. Chairman McMillan, members of the Board of Trustees, President Colleen, colleagues and guests, welcome to the University of Illinois at Springfield. We're honored to serve as your host for this meeting today. Though yesterday was another reminder of the unprecedented budget challenges facing our campuses this year, I'd like to take just a few minutes to provide several positive updates regarding the UIS campus, some of which I hope you'll have a chance to explore in a little more detail as time allows during your visit today. As you all know, the UIS campus has been on a bit of a roll lately. You've heard me say repeatedly over the past few years that at the same time, this campus strives every day to achieve the University of Illinois' mission to transform lives and serve society. We've also remained intently focused on our three strategic priorities: growth in visibility, reputation, and enrollment, the recruitment and retention of highly talented faculty and staff, and providing the facilities needed to provide a comprehensive student living and learning experience. Thanks to the talent and dedication of many, we have continued to make progress this year on our three priorities despite those budget challenges. The biggest news, of course, has been the groundbreaking for the new UIS Student Union 2 weeks ago. My thanks to Chairman McMillan, Trustee Hacera, and President Colleen for joining us for that wonderful celebration. It marked a historic moment in the life of our campus, thanks in a large part to exceptional student leadership and to the generosity of many donors, including alum Dick Osborne, who has donated $1.5 million to the Student Union project. In his remarks at the groundbreaking, President Colleen referred to the Student Union as the new hearthstone for the campus. And if you take a short walk down the quad today, you'll see that construction on that hearthstone is well underway already. We're looking forward to watching progress in the coming months and to sending you all an invitation to the ribbon cutting in about a year and a half. And when you take that little walk today, I hope you'll also stop just outside this building to visit our new sculpture of Abraham Lincoln, a new campus landmark that was unveiled at another wonderful campus community celebration on May 10th. Titled The Young Lawyer, the sculpture is the work of renowned artist and U of I alum George Lundeen, who collaborated to develop this unique life-size Lincoln figure with a group of UIS faculty, including Lincoln scholar Michael Burlingame, and in consultation with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential and Library and Museum. Among other things, they provided George with the exact measurement of Lincoln's hat, which is in the museum. This valuable addition to the campus is a gift to the students of UIS from the John N. Chester Endowment of the University of Illinois for the acquisition of works of art to grace the campuses of the U of I. As you can imagine, since the unveiling, our social media sites have been flooded with photos of students, faculty, staff, and visitors taking selfies with Abe. So I hope you'll feel free to do that too. In fact, Barbara Wilson and I were out there a few moments ago to check it out, and someone had put a little red carnation in his lapel. And every time I walk by there, there's a new flower in the lapel. So I think that's cool. One of the traditions that's emerged here. We've also been involved with the development of Innovate Springfield, a new business incubator downtown that just opened last month. This incubator offers workspace for budding entrepreneurs and social innovators in our community. Though not funded directly by the university, our faculty have played a leadership role in developing the vision for this project, and it has the potential to become a powerful laboratory for UIS faculty, staff, students, and alums in the core of our city. At the same time, it will enhance economic development in Sangamon County. Until now, Springfield has been the largest community in Illinois without an active business incubator. So we're delighted to be partners in this important project. At our 21st commencement as part of the U of I system this past Saturday, I had the privilege of shaking the hands of 1,106 graduates. They were among the 1,700 graduates who completed their degrees this year. This was the largest commencement ceremony in the history of our 46-year-old campus. With the addition of several new majors and the continued successful recruitment of qualified undergraduate and graduate students, we're optimistic about future growth, and we're looking forward to an even higher number of graduates crossing the stage in the future. There are far too many individual faculty, staff, and student achievements for me to mention them in this brief update, but I do want to mention two because I think they highlight the energy, creativity, and talent on our UIS campus today. The first one is a faculty member, Dr. Betsy Goulet, Clinical Assistant Professor in Public Administration. Betsy created a new partnership this year with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services to create a residential simulation laboratory, taking over a small empty house on the UIS campus. This real-life laboratory, along with a mock courtroom also housed on the campus, is being used to provide real-life training and professional development for child abuse investigation for investigators, law enforcement, first responders, students, and others from across the state. And Talon Supak, a student, a junior accounting major from Washington, Illinois, has made history for our young Division II athletics program. Talon won the NCAA Midwest Central Regional Golf Championship in Michigan earlier this month and became the first UIS student athlete in Division II history to advance to a national championship. Talon is competing as we speak in the NCAA National Golf Championships in Denver this morning. And finally, though I know you'll hear a little bit more about this later in the meeting agenda, I want to acknowledge and thank Provost Lynn Pardee for her many contributions at UIS. As you know, Lynn is retiring at the end of May after nearly 30 years serving with great dedication as a faculty member and administrator, the last five of which has been as provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs. She has been a visionary leader for the academic division of the university and an essential member of the campus leadership team. We will miss her greatly, but we wish her all the best in the next phase of her retirement. I know she's back here somewhere. Where is she? Thank you, Lynn. Dr. Jim Ermatinger, longtime dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, will serve as interim provost in the coming year and will be moving forward with a search to fill this important leadership position in the fall. Jim, would you stand just so people can get a look at you? There he is. So as we move forward and continue to serve our students and our community and our state, I sincerely appreciate the support and encouragement of this Board of Trustees and the advice and support of President Colleen and other members of the UI leadership team. Thank you, and again, welcome to the campus.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate the update.